Chapter 15. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when you have come into the land of your habitations, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice, to accomplish a vow, or as a freewill offering, or in your set feasts, to make a pleasant aroma to the Lord, of the herd, or of the flock, then he who offers his offering shall offer to the Lord a meal offering of a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a fourth part of a hin of oil, and wine for the drink offering, the fourth part of a hin, you shall prepare with a burnt offering, or for the sacrifice, for each lamb, or for a ram, you shall prepare for a meal offering 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour mixed with the third part of a hin of oil, and for the drink offering you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord. When you prepare a bull for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, to accomplish a vow, or for peace offerings to the Lord, then shall he offer with the bull a meal offering of 3/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour mixed with half a hin of oil, and you shall offer for the drink offering half a hin of wine, for an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord. Thus shall it be done for each bull, or for each ram, or for each of the male lambs, or of the young goats. According to the number that you shall prepare, so you shall do to everyone according to their number. All who are native-born shall do these things in this way, in offering an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord. If a stranger lives as a foreigner with you, or whoever may be among you throughout your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord, as you do, so he shall do. For the assembly, there shall be one statute for you, and for the stranger who lives among you, a statute forever throughout your generations, as you are, so shall the foreigner be before the Lord. One law and one ordinance shall be for you, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner with you. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a wave offering to the Lord. Of the first of your dough you shall offer up a cake for a wave offering, as the wave offering of the threshing floor, so you shall heave it. Of the first of your dough you shall give to the Lord a wave offering throughout your generations. When you shall err, and not observe all these commandments, which the Lord has spoken to Moses, even all that the Lord has commanded you by Moses, from the day that the Lord gave commandment, and onward throughout your generations, then it shall be, if it be done unwittingly, without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bull for a burnt offering, for a pleasant aroma to the Lord, with the meal offering of it, and the drink offering of it, according to the ordinance, and one male goat for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and they shall be forgiven, for it was an error, and they have brought their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord, for their error, and all the congregation of the children of Israel shall be forgiven, and the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them, for in respect of all the people it was done unwittingly. If one person sins unwittingly, then he shall offer a female goat a year old for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for the soul who errs, when he sins unwittingly, before the Lord, to make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. You shall have one law for him who does anything unwittingly, for him who is native-born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them. But the person who acts defiantly, whether he is native-born or a foreigner, the same blasphemes God, and that person is to be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of the Lord, and has broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be on him.